For the last segment, we've got a profile of a musician that recently paid a visit to Colorado Springs from the distant, snowy land of Finland.
That's right. Finnish musician Launau spent a weekend in Colorado Springs last month to lead a workshop on film scoring at Colorado College. Aircheck's Hannah Fleming recorded that workshop and spoke with Launau about scoring the 1920s-era Swedish horror film Haxen, as well as the art of improvisation and Launau's career as an experimental folk artist.
I quite often like start with some kind of a bass line, like this.
I met Finnish composer and producer Lara Naukarinen, also known as Launau, at a film scoring workshop at Colorado College. She was working with students on the 1922 Swedish horror documentary Haxen, which she scored for a DVD reissue in 2015. The improvisational, multi-instrumental nature of the music begs the question, how might a narrative of demonology and witchcraft resonate today? As Launau led the students in and out of scenes, encouraging them to improvise with different instruments, I noticed how the music told a story of its own.
And I was thinking that we could start like with small sounds, like miniature sounds, because there is no drama here yet. It's more like a lecture. So we could like do small stuff. And then towards the end of this scene, he's talking about how the hell was believed to be. So then we could like dive into this darker thing, maybe drones and something dark. And he shows pretty nice pictures of hell, and you will notice when the hell parts come. And then there's also
Haxen has personal significance for Launau because it kicked off her film scoring career, which includes a 2015 Cannes official selection entitled Panama, among other titles. Since that time, she's been performing Haxen live with the Swedish Montivier Ensemble in the Lapland of Finland and in San Francisco. The film explores themes of mental illness, misogyny, and hysteria, themes that Launau says are just as relevant today as they were in 1922.
When the film was made, and it kind of draws like allegory from the Middle Age to modern times. And it kind of reflects who are the witches of the modern time.
In addition to film scores, Launau's recorded music blends improv and folk structures to create emotional impressions of melancholia and of isolation. And yet, her albums offer an alternative, an escape to another world. The sounds are familiar, but include complex elements and quirky instruments that force the listener into a realm of free association.
What is that called that's to the right of the xylophone?
This mouth harmonica? Yeah,
yes.
So it's an old, like quite a kind of big mouth harmonica that has lost its shells. So it looks quite rough, but it has great sounds. Perfect for creepy music.
Did you find that Was it?
Yeah, it's a gift from a friend. Yeah, like quite many of these instruments, this is also a gift from a friend. People know that I like to collect sounds. This my friend sent from Chicago. It's like a vintage bird call instrument that imitates birds.
If you had to go to a deserted island with only one instrument, which one would you take?
I would take my singing voice because it's the most natural instrument for me and easy. Yeah. So one of my inspirations has been Eliane Radig. And Eliane Radig, she's interested in the way that harmonics interact with each other. So she says, only very good musicians can do it. It's easy to make a C or an F, but my material needs to sound immaterial. The little beats that become pulsations and have a character of immateriality. The sound becomes like a rainbow. It's not possible to catch a rainbow, it's not possible to catch the aurora, but they are there. The difference between a great performer and a kid is that a great performer knows how to find richness in a sound.
How did it feel to start just playing, like, randomly?
Good, yeah.
And just, I want to say that just, like, relax, like, we are just doing this for ourselves now, so we can go as crazy as we want or do as little as we want, so whatever feels good for you.
Could you tell me about the story behind one of your songs?
All the songs have a meaning for me, and different ones, of course. Sometimes the song can be a message for another person, or then it can be a reflection of myself or some even political opinions. And yeah, I can tell about one song for my new album. So, for example, a song called Elina, it's like a letter that I wrote to myself like 10 years after what I would say to myself when I was in a hard situation, like how I would help my 10-year-old younger self in this moment. So that has a really like personal meaning for me, but of course listeners don't need to know that. They can just listen.
Launau's performance that Saturday included overhead projections from silent films she'd worked on. They created a sensual storytelling experience, painted a vivid picture of a Finnish dreamscape. Coupled with the music, the piece's common thread was nostalgia. As Launau builds each layer of a song, she tweaks it live so that it's different every time. Even if I saw Launau perform again, I know I would never hear the story told with the same characters, the same twists and turns, or the same ending.
My preferred setting is something that I haven't tried before. It's like an adventure that never stops.
Lao Launau is currently working on a new album to be released in September. For 91.5 KRCC, I'm Hannah Fleming.